Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda.
Remember Clown Mondays, Chemda?
Oh, yeah.
You, audience member, can bring it back. It's a new Kickstarter tier reward.
So we used to be party clowns, or actually just like people who entertain at parties. We did kids that are 2 years old, 4, 6, 12, any age. We did balloon animals, face painting, little kitty magic, things like that. And we're bringing it back for this Kickstarter.
Now, as a reward, myself, Chemda, even Danny Hatch will be your party entertainers for a two-hour event. Chemda will plan the party with you, ensure the best entertainment options based on your child's age and preferences. It'll be the best party your child, your children, your friend's children ever had. So check out keithandthegirl.com/kick. Look at this reward. There's also a video of us training Danny, so you can see he's up to snuff.
And you can also see some of our skills with the balloon animals. We do balloon sculptures.
Thank you.
Hearts, flowers, swords, hats.
And Chemda said kitty magic. It's kitty illusions.
Oh, pardon. I didn't want Jesus to be upset with me.
Somebody ended up buying our movie commentary Kickstarter level.
Oh, God, I love this one.
Right? We did the Lego movie last year for somebody.
Which I was really glad because I hadn't seen the Lego movie, so it forced me to see the Lego movie, which is super fun. So I'm on the cutting edge, you guys. And the commentary was really fun because it was like people that we like in the room together. And
yeah.
It was like, so I love this. I love this tier.
So you pick the movie and what Keith and the girl guest you want to commentate alongside Chemda and myself. In fact, you don't even have to include me. I won't be hurt. Sarah writes, I just got this level and apologies in advance. I donated at the movie commentary level.
Yay!
I'm really looking forward to hearing Keith, Chemda, and Danny give blow by blow of The Human Centipede.
That's not true.
The Human Centipede will be the movie.
That's not true. That's not true.
The original.
That's not true.
And cult classic.
No.
Where a man.
Let's take it off.
Finds three people and sews their mouths to each other's assholes.
She can't be serious.
So you are, as part of the centipede, you are digesting the other person's shit.
Oh God, which, I avoided this movie so hard. You know what? She's perfect. I wanted to call her a monster, but she's perfect. This would be the only way that I would watch this fucking movie. This is the last movie I want to see. And so kudos to you. You fucking win. This is like watching, I imagine, the long version of Two Girls, One Cup.
That's the featurette.
Oh, my God.
That's also what the Chemda's commentary will be. Oh, my God.
How can I watch this movie without watching this movie?
So they digest the other person's shit.
Oh, my God.
Which, believe me, causes you to shit even more. And that goes into the next person's mouth. Yeah.
This can't be real.
So there you have it. Jennifer McIntosh is asking, regarding the kids' party, what if we don't have children but want to put someone in a diaper or make them childlike, asking for a friend? Yeah, I don't care.
Let me tell you something. I've done kids' parties of all ages. I'm not kidding. You can invite 20 of your adult friends. I will make them dick hats and vagina belts. I will figure it out and it'll be hilarious. I've also done like, you know, I've done Christmas parties for adults. Like, mm-hmm. we can figure something out.
I just saw that thumb trick the other day. Where'd my thumb go? Still amazes me.
I gotta say, the best is like, you know, kitty magic and stuff, but mm-hmm. we can play around.
Mm-hmm. keithandthegirl.com/kick. Take a look. Today's guest, the great Kelly Festuca. Hello, Kelly.
Hi.
Kelly is back from Australia. She's in these great United States.
My favorite place to be.
Now, you went to Australia.
Oh, yeah.
For... health condition was the big thing, right?
Yeah, I think I had a few things going on in Australia, and then I just I was sick a lot. I think I just 5 years of like going hard at the comedy scene here and having a day job as well. I think I just run myself too thin, and I needed to take a break.
But
not from comedy, but from just being physically exhausted all the time.
Did you move back in with your parents?
I moved in with my sister and her husband and their German Shepherd Skye.
Was there something with their health insurance or doctors?
Because
it was more than just being exhausted, right?
Yeah. I kept on being sick and I felt like there was something bigger going on and I couldn't find out what it was because I couldn't, you know, the money and the way the health insurance stuff here is just terrible. And then as soon as I got home, I found a really good doctor. I got 18 different blood tests and paid nothing.
Wow. And what was wrong?
Basically,
I was living with Ray DeVito and that was an issue.
Oh, you know what? This time hop just reminded me that I took a picture of their moldy carpet.
Yeah, that moldy carpet. I remember that.
It is.
That could have been the cause.
That's a beautiful house that we lived in, that I was living in. It was beautiful, but it needed to be like just overhauled.
Yeah, when you say moldy carpet and then beautiful house, it confuses Americans.
Yes.
Yeah. It's the way Israel's beautiful. The house was standing up and who am I to say? It's beautiful. It just needed tore down and rebuilt.
Yeah.
You know what's weird is Ray DeVito is one of the cleanest people I know. Never smells bad, and he can come in sweaty, he still smells beautiful. He always looks clean and nice. Yeah.
I feel like his room, like anytime I saw his room, it looked pretty, you know, in tune and all clean or whatever, but just I think so many people have been in and out of that room. And even since I left, I saw Tim Diamond and he's like, we've had like four roommates since you left. Like it's one of those rooms you just can't get. And there's nothing wrong with the room. It's got a built-in robe and AC and everything's fine, but you just can't. So you accumulate all this shit from every other, like, you know, the ghost of roommates past that just leave their shit everywhere.
Yeah, I know when there's a heavy rotation of roommates, the rug goes moldy. That's like a common.
Well, the thing is,
No. You know how things get moldy? Mm. Anyone want to answer? Who wants to answer? Raise your hand if you want to answer.
Here's what happens with guy roommates.
Oh, yeah.
We don't set a cleaning schedule.
No.
And so if you're the one person that does clean, you're probably going to be taken advantage of. Mm-hmm. So you don't bother cleaning.
Exactly.
And if you leave pizza on the carpet, that's your business. I guess I have to wear slippers all the time. Well, so now, of course, you get this mold. I had roommates, guy roommates, and I realized I got athlete's foot. And I brought it up sometime to them and they go, oh, yeah, our feet are itchy too.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, so in the shower, you just would have been just swapping each other's dirty feet germs. Yeah.
Because you never spray it down.
Because we don't spray it down because it's not going to become my job.
Right.
It's not my job.
Right.
But that house is really, really great. But the thing is, that lounge room or that dining room, living room, whatever you Americans call it, I forget what the right word is. What is it, living room?
We're not going to tell you.
Okay, I know, because I said...
You're naming five different rooms.
Yeah, because I said last night I was telling a story.
What do you call it? The bathroom, the kitchen, the living room?
Because I said last night I said a story, lounge room, and everyone's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, you know what room I mean? And that I never went into that room. I never watched TV. I never sat on that couch. Right. Like I just was never... So I never kind of noticed or was... And also I was like, well, is it my responsibility to clean up all their shit? The thing I did when I first moved in, I cleaned the bathroom. The first thing I did was like just fucking go over it.
Was it a different color when you were done?
It was beautiful when I was done. Yeah. It was fucking, and then in a week it was the same. So you know what? Men, I actually prefer living with men though, because men are messy, but women can be dirty. Because I've lived with women before where I'm like, fuck me, they're just... Really, I don't want to use the word piggish, but it was elements of like, dude, why do you lift?
I've always been that roommate. You know? I've always been the worst in the house. Ugh. I've just been the worst. And I don't think I'm like the worst of, you know, I'm not getting mold and stuff. Like I do have a gross out point, but unfortunately, yeah. I was always the worst.
Like they don't, like the girls don't do dishes straight away. Like it was pretty messy. And the shower, like I was always cleaning the shower and I would always pull out chunks of hair. Like they would never clean their fucking hair. I'm like, I know it's not my hair. I don't have a lot of hair. It's yours. All of you pigs. But every guy I've lived with is always, they make me feel guilty because I'll come home and they're like sweeping and mopping and do all this stuff. Boys are cleaner.
Did they come out of the closet while you were there? No, bad joke, terrible joke.
Good for you. You know what? Swing and a miss, but that's okay.
Yeah, terrible.
She went for it.
Terrible. I know. I shouldn't go for that. It's terrible.
But yeah, I went home. The things that came up were I had really bad, I had what's called glandular fever. It's kind of like a really hotted up version of mono. But I didn't know I had it, so I was just living life and kept going through it. So I think by the end of it, my body was just falling the fuck apart. And then littler things like my kidneys and liver, my kidney and liver weren't working very well.
Oh, little things.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. I had I was anemic. I just thought there was a bunch of different things going on. And then I was home. And then after about 3 months, I had everything tested again and everything was good.
Well, because your hours, if I remember, were like the 9-to-5 schedule. So you're waking up at the crack of morning.
Six. I wake up every morning at six.
Six. Yeah. And then you stay up late at night.
Yeah.
You go to sleep maybe at 1 or 2 in the morning at the earliest. So, and that's daily. It's all the time. So who wouldn't be sick? And were you drinking?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so drinking becomes a regular thing.
Drinking, oh yeah.
Was something wrong with your body, you say?
Well, especially when I was in the East Village, when I was living there, because I didn't have to, my rule was never to get drunk and take the subway home, because if something bad happened, it would be my fault. Not the person perpetrating it, but you know what I mean? Like, just I couldn't ask for trouble. So when I was living in the East Village, I would walk home 2-3 blocks home every night because comedy was everywhere there. And it was... So I would drink so much.
You're not responsible for being raped on the walk home, just the train home?
Well, right.
No, I just want to get my New York City straight, you know?
Well, it's less likely that it's going to happen than on the subway or something like that. Or, you know, I'm drunk and I'll fall downstairs on the subway and, you know, stuff like that. Like, but I drank, like, I never used to, this is really gross. Well, boy. I used to always, I never vomited from alcohol. I was always good with my alcohol stuff. Like, it was, I was fucking, we got this. And then when I was in the East Village, I reckon I'd like, man, twice a week, 3 times a week, I would vomit from alcohol.
So that's like a normal situation.
Yeah, I was drinking a lot, too much all the time.
So your liver had issues, you say?
Yeah.
Did your doctor say it had nothing to do with alcohol?
Oh, boy. But I kind of, I do have to be very careful because I can feel if I've had a really busy week or something, I can feel myself, there's something being tired and having fatigue.
And being human.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. It's good to be here.
And welcome back.
Yeah. But fatigue is like, if you know what I mean? Like if you've never had fatigue before, it's unbearable. You just can't. Like I've slept 10 hours and then I go for a walk to have exercise or whatever and I come home and all I want to do is sleep again. And I could sleep solidly for another 2 hours. It's horrible.
So you come to New York.
Yes.
And you're not getting sick again?
I have to be really careful because
what's really careful?
Well, especially well, I don't know. It's like glandular fever normally stays in your system for like 18 months.
How long do you
months.
Sleep a night?
Well, mm-hmm. I normally go to bed around either midnight or 1, mm-hmm. and then I get up at 6, and then I work, and then I get home at about 2:33, and then I'll nap for like an hour or an hour and a half.
Are you joking? You're doing the same thing that got you sick?
Yes.
But you're
what
not
am
gonna,
I supposed to do?
But you're not going to drink and ride the train because you're being careful.
The drinking, it's been cool. Like I've been really good about.
How many times a week do you throw up?
None. Totally okay. Cool. Like the drinking, and I'm also trying to. Am I like eating better and that kind of stuff? I just noticed. I don't know if this is like getting. I'm getting older, but I feel like I
How old
get
are you, 30.
I'm 33, but it's I get hot really easily now. And it's not
you
like
I think you're going through menopause.
I swear to God, it's not even like I'm not even kidding. Like I get hot and if all of a sudden like my forehead's burning up, I start sweating. And everyone around me, like I'm wearing like ballet flats and a t-shirt today. And on the walk here, I had like, you know, a flannel shirt over. I could easily like I've been walking around in a t-shirt this entire week, last 2 weeks, and everyone's wearing jackets and I don't want to feel the heat.
You know what you should do? Really, honestly, just ignore it. What could it be? It can't be anything. Just keep running yourself down. It's a perfect, perfect solution.
I've had a lot of tests with a lot of stuff, but nothing's really come up. Like they've just, I don't know, they're like.
Yes, it has. Yes, it has. Jesus Christ.
I'm sure people have worked.
I'm sure.
People do more than I do. Well, they're okay, aren't they?
Name one.
I don't know. Every other comic in America. People with kids, moms. I'm sure they're like getting no sleep at night and blah blah blah, running around little, you know. Shit.
What is work when you say you get up at 6 a.m. and go to work?
Oh, tables. I wait tables.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, boy.
Did you do that in Australia?
No. I just did comedy in Australia.
Okay.
But yeah, and it was I don't know. I don't know. It's I don't know. I don't know what
all
I don't
of
know.
These I don't knows mean. I know,
right.
And I just don't want to do it.
I know. I know. I know. I need to quit smoking, and I need to look after myself.
Nah.
Yeah, I do. I know.
Whenever we saw you last, we were talking about you and your feud with Louis J. Gomez.
Oh yeah. Oh man, I listened to the episode that you did with him. and soda. It was so hard to listen to that. Oof.
they were airing their grievances.
Yeah.
However, yeah. Just the other day, right?
Yeah.
Not too long ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were doing a live show and then surprised introduced you and everybody made peace.
Yeah. At YKWD.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, Lou's a beautiful, you know, he's a great father.
I'm hearing cunt flying and all this. Yeah. And then you guys are on stage. How do you make peace?
I just think you just hug it out. It's like a lot of time has passed. And I just think we just two people that could not get along. Right. And why force it?
Why wouldn't you guys be at each other's throats again? Good for you, but.
I think you
need an audience in front of you all the time.
Nah.
It sounds like they're on different paths now, so their paths are not going to cross as often uniquely as they used to.
And I think it was a lot of the part that was my fault was that I could not comprehend if someone kind of didn't like me. I'd be like, how can you not like me? Like, I'm fun. Like, let's hang out. Like, blah, blah, blah. And I think that I would do things that would grate people the wrong way and then not understand why they would be annoyed at me. And if that's that, there's plenty of people that do like me and I don't grate anyway, and we're fine. So they're the people I was so obsessed with changing, you know, his mind or whatever, that I had to realize, oh, no, it's okay. It's okay. Just let it. He's his world. I'm my world. Let it go. And there's no hate. I have no hate whatsoever. I have no reason to have any hate. It's just it's fine. You know what I mean? I hope that's a good enough answer.
Yeah.
Is that a good enough answer? Keith's not satisfied. What? What is it?
Hey, if you're happy, I'm happy. I don't get it. I want everybody to know who I have beefs with will never be okay.
Never?
Beefs are fun.
Name some people, you know? We just talked about Pat Dixon the other day. Time's not going to go by and I'm going to be okay.
You know what? It's not time that would make me okay with the people that I've beef with. It's like a legitimate
change in attitude.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like if anyone approaches me that I've had beef with and was like, hey, I've been thinking about the things that we fought about, I don't think that I would reject that.
Well, you had something I saw the other day on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Jackie Martling touched my ass. Fuck him.
Where? Okay. First of all, don't know who he is.
Yeah.
and bitches, I know fucking everybody. Okay. So he's a comic. Is he?
Sure.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, here we go. And so you were at a show and did he already know you beforehand?
Yeah, he's been on the show.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? You invited him into your home?
I love you, Kelly.
And he treated you like that? Fuck off. Piece of shit. I don't know. Yeah. But so he touched your ass. And didn't he say something like, I'll turn you or something?
Yeah. It's so rude in so many ways.
Oh yeah, you just got married on a whim. I'll just change back and it's like, you idiots. Oh my God. Every time I hear guys say stuff like that, I'm like, you have no idea how bad all of you are at everything. There's a reason why I know I've got a lot of friends that's, you know, I knew them as straight women and then now I know
But I identify as straight and Lauren identifies as male and he knows that because we've been to his house. And we've talked about it.
Really?
So on top of you being disrespectful of my relationship, you're also disrespectful of our identities.
Yes.
And also of Trans Month, and we're in Trans Week now.
Oh, geez.
And so, I don't know, fucking grow up. I don't need to teach you more words.
Yeah.
Know the words.
But there is a show coming up,
yes.
And I'm hoping they can both hug it out. because time is so short, Kelly.
This time I get to touch his butt.
Do you really want to touch an old flabby man's bum?
No.
No, exactly. Exactly.
You know what? I don't mind touching old people's butts because old is relative, but I do mind touching his butt.
Fucking hell. That's pretty rough, eh? Yeah. You've been on the show. Come on, dudes. I'm always surprised when guys do stuff like that.
Because they not think. They know they can get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
And they know these women will not say something because it'll come off very petty.
Mm-hmm.
And it's worth a quick grab and a hump. Why not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he's only been encouraged all this time. So I'm done with that.
I had a big conversation with the other bunch of female comics where we all shared a story where like kind of like what's your worst dating story? Date or whatever, and we shared all these stories, and at the end of it we were like, so these are probably all the borderline sexual assault stories. Like every story that every one of us have a story where it's like, you know, and we never reported it. We never did anything about it. But, you know, hearing someone else tell it to you or hearing someone else's or me telling someone else's, I'm like, yeah, I should have fucking gone. I should have told someone about that. Like that wasn't cool what had happened. Yeah. But we're just, you know, we're just from an early age, we're told like, you know, don't, come on, be a lady. Come on, don't be so loud. Come on. Like, and then we just kind of mold into that. And now I feel like I'm just, you know, screaming all the time, you know, and I'm annoying. And I'm like, well, I guess if I annoy people, I annoy people. That's a good thing about getting older. The sweats aren't a good thing, but I don't give a fuck what people think that much anymore.
But is that what these, your Pat Dixon and your Jackie Marlings, is that what they're thinking? Hey, I'm old. I don't care what people think, you know?
I do think, you know, in somewhat fairness, for lack of a better word, guys are taught to be that way also. And I get that.
I wasn't taught to be this way. Grab an ass.
Or if you were.
Not grab an ass, but there is, like, if you wanted to do that, you can get away with it more.
Sure.
Yeah. And so whether you're taught from your parents, you're not taught to grab ass, but you're taught that, like, you can get away with some stuff. Like, you can, you know, push it. It's your job to get the girl. It's the girl's job to, you know, try to keep you away. Like, what kind of nonsense is that? And so we're taught, like, the Pepe Le Pew of lovemaking. And so, in a big way,
spraying in a girl's face.
Where he's like, you know, I mean, that was a cartoon that we were watching where a skunk was trying to constantly get with a cat, was right. it? Mm-hmm. No matter what she says, he was like holding her tight while she was trying to squirm away. These are actual things that happen to women. Anyway,
and keep in mind, Pepe thought the cat was a skunk because paint always constantly spilled on this cat.
Right.
And so he's like, you know what? You look like a woman skunk. That's all I need.
Right.
What was she wearing? A white stripe. Okay. Yeah.
I gotta be honest. I wasn't wearing too much.
So in all fairness, that is what men are taught and they're encouraged to do it. And I even had, like, when I was younger, I had those experiences where guys, like, there was a guy who, like, had me, you know, pinned and I'm like, and then he touched my boob. And I'm just like, that's gross. My life right now, you know, but if I were to tell my parents, it'd be like, yeah, guys are going to try to do that to you. So don't be alone with them. And I'm just like, I was next door. Like, right. I was with people that you trust. Anyway.
So don't be alone with them. And then that trickles into, and don't walk, you know, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon by yourself. And don't do this. And don't wear that. And da, da, da. It just trickles into a whole.
What did I do? I was going next door to play.
I'm going to work.
Yeah. So, but at their age and their privilege, it doesn't matter anymore, because if I figured out how to get out of my situation, if I figured out that that's wrong, I have the same internet, I have the same, you know, experiences age-wise, and if you're older than me and that's your excuse, you just had longer to fucking figure it out and be on the right side of fucking history. Don't be a fucking crazy person.
Well, also, if that's how you were born and you grew up with that mentality, why is it in this day and age that you haven't moved on? Like, you know enough, you read enough, you see enough, where even if you came from this, you know, terrible childhood, you would come against, past it.
You rebelled against everything else that happened in that time and era, right? You said, this is wrong, that's wrong, we're now using the internet, we're now working things this way. You rejected everything except you can put your hands on me. That's interesting.
And let me be clear, too. When I think you're alluding that it was a different time and men can grab women's asses.
No, it's today.
I said this the other day. Even in the roaring 20s, where anything goes, a man didn't grab a woman's ass and the woman went, thank you. Right? There was never this time. And when you give a Jackie Martling a pass for his age, my dad's not grabbing ass.
No, neither is mine. But the
isn't
age
that weird?
Thing, but the age thing, I don't care. Because if you grew up in a household that was really racist, where you heard the N-word a lot, gradually by the age of 40 or 50, you would know, I can't use that word anymore. It's naughty. And you wouldn't do it. Wouldn't that be the same with, like, women and sexual assault and stuff? Yeah. Like, you would just, well, who told you, you know, like, why did you stop using the N-word even though you grew up with it and that was your thing? Well, you know, I grew up. I kind of fucking opened my eyes, read things, looked at things, had friends, blah, 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 blah.
But there's another thing. There's, like, you know, a bunch of women are telling you that we don't like being treated a certain way.
Yeah.
But you go, Nah, that's not real.
She doesn't know. She's never been touched by me.
Right.
Because I can turn anybody.
Right. When we're like, hey, we don't like being hollered at from the street. Well, some women do. I'm telling you, I don't like it.
Nah.
But I do it nicely. Well, I don't. I'm giving you pointers on how to get in my pants, essentially, right? Let's call it that. Let's call it, if you holler at me, literally, if you yell across the street, you're not getting any. But if you ask me what time it is, I'm going to answer you. I just taught you a secret, you fucking piece of shit.
I heard someone, I can't remember who I heard this off, and this person, it was probably wasn't the first time they heard it. They probably heard someone else say it. But the whole thing with catcalling is that I just don't want it to lead to rape, right? That's all, like, any,
I don't even want it to lead to you looking at me like that.
Yeah, or anything. Like,
no, but here's the thing. Yeah. If we're saying I don't want it to lead to rape, these people are like, that's not my intention. I'm just trying to talk to you. Of course, we want nothing to lead to rape.
Yeah.
nothing I do on the street or in the house, that's or right. in I don't want any of that to lead to rape. Like, should I have made that clear a long time ago?
My problem with ordering sandwiches.
And talking to someone.
Right. But the thing is, and that what those guys that defend it don't understand is that we have no idea what kind of hello that is. And because we have no idea what kind of hello that is, whether it's a genuine hello or, you know, I want to just talk to you hello, or I'm going to trick you into saying hello so I can grab you. Because we can't tell, we just have to dismiss everything.
Well, actually,
and that's what they don't understand.
You know what, Kelly? Actually, you ladies can tell. And here's the difference. Here's the hello that they don't mind. Hello. It goes a little something like that. It's everything else. Nice dress. They're not confused. Where could this be going? It goes in the same place.
I've only ever gotten one that I laughed at, and that was an older gentleman. He's like in his 60s, and it was when I lived in Bed-Stuy, and he walked past me, and as he walked past me, he goes, oh, girl, where you going? Breaking some hearts? And that was it.
You were in a nice mood. And that's not actually funny. I'm sorry. If that was in a competition, you wouldn't vote for it.
You know what it was? Because he didn't stop. He just said it as he walked past and kept on going.
Okay, that's funny.
So I felt it was a drive-by catcall. And I'm like, oh, I'm safe. He's already out of the picture.
In fact, her absolute favorite was a guy that left the windows up and went 60 miles an hour. Those ones they don't mind either.
Oh, boy.
David Beckham has been, well, actually, It looks like it's, is it a tie? People's sexiest man alive. It's between yep. David Beckham and Josh McDonald. He's a retired high school teacher from Huntsville, Alabama. Oh no, Josh, David Beckham won. David Beckham won it this year.
Oh, Josh. Poor Josh.
Yeah, hey. He's like, what can I say? I'm very handsome. I understand why I'd be picked for this.
You're in with a chant, Josh.
Yeah.
David Beckham.
Ended up being David this year.
He's pretty hot.
It's between George Clooney, David Beckham, and Josh McDonald of Alabama.
Oh, Josh. Yeah. Good for you, mate.
Maybe next time.
You're in.
A 28-year-old British man tracked down a Scottish teenager who wrote a negative review of his self-published novel.
That bitch.
And shattered a bottle of wine on the back of her head.
Totally appropriate.
Oof. Richard.
What's the question?
Richard Britton from Britain had posted an unfinished version of his book, The World Rose, on Wattpad, an app where amateur writers post their stuff and others review it.
And so he posted it for it to be reviewed.
Yeah, and it got a negative review.
Mm.
So he, and then he found them and gave him the bottle.
Gave him the business.
Wow.
Here's a description of the book. An epic fairy tale romance set in a semi-fictional ancient world containing elements of action, adventure, poetry, and comedy.
Ugh, we get it. You watched Games of Thrones and you were inspired.
The title has... Right. There's going to be many backhanded compliments.
Yeah.
The title has a triple meaning. The central character is a renowned beauty, the Rose of the World. While the rose flower features heavily in the plot.
I mean, he wrote this description, right? Because I just fell asleep.
Yeah.
And it also.
Oh, wait. I mean, it's great. And I really like
easy.
The
way. Oh, my God. He's coming in.
And it also implies that the world rose up. When Rondwind Drake discovers treasures in a distant paradise, a new golden age seems to set to begin.
When did I get to the chocolate factory? When does that come?
This is how I know this is bad writing, because yes. Keith is an incredible reader.
Yeah.
He reads like super well yeah. on the show. Like no other. Yeah. He inserts his own shit in there like flawlessly. Here he's like, And so,
and so we come. He can't save it.
Ella Tundra will find that all which glitters is not gold. As she faces many obstacles in her quest for true love.
So it's a Mariah Carey movie. You know, you were absolutely right. You know that the author wrote that blurb because he was like, well, they have to know about the glitter and the rose and the world. And they have to, if they don't hear everything, they're not going to know how great it is. Right. You idiot. That's like fourth grade shit.
Britain claimed the early reception of The World Rose was strong. The praise I received, he says, was remarkable and made me feel great. I was compared to Dickens, Shakespeare, and Rowling.
That's not real.
No. Who did that? He compared it himself? Okay, well.
Paige Rowland, the eventual victim of Britain's...
I'm sorry. He named what kind of authors all in one breath?
He was...
Shakespeare and who?
Shakespeare, Dickens, and the chick that made those wizard books.
This guy's an asshole. This guy's a fucking asshole. If I met him in a bar, oh, God.
Well, careful if there's bottles around.
Well, yeah. But I, you know, what was I wearing? So.
Paige Rowland, the eventual victim of the bottle attack, her entry was harsh. Here's what she says. As a reader, I'm bored out of my skull.
Oh, no, he wanted to get her out of her skull.
Now we're talking.
And severely disappointed in what I might have paid for. As a writer, albeit an amateur one, I'm appalled that anyone would think this is worthy of money. Wow. Not only does it begin with once upon a time.
This is a story I wrote when I was like 8.
Which you could argue is perfect as this is a fairy tale and it doesn't work. It's incredibly pretentious, but it's filled with many writing no-nos. Way too much telling, pretentious prose, and a main character that I already hate. Ella is the perfect princess, true to fairy tales, so we can at least give him a little credit despite how painfully annoying this is. Coupled with a complete lack of real personality shining through. Rowland also noted that Britain, the writer, has gained a bit of infamy on Wattpad, and he's known for threatening users who don't praise his work.
Wow.
This guy's got problems.
He then traveled 500 miles from London and found her at the store that she works at. So she looks on Facebook, figures out where she works, finds her.
Oh, that's bad. Yeah. Oh, that's creepy.
She was crouching to stock a low shelf of cereal boxes. He hit her from behind with a full bottle of wine.
What?
Leaving her unconscious and with a gash on her head.
Holy shit.
Britain had been accused of stalking women before. The perfect princess of his novel, Ella Tundra, was apparently based on a woman he targeted, a creepy courtship he described in a blog as the benevolent stalker.
Okay. If anyone wants to stop something else bad happening in the future, they need to lock this guy up. Because it's only a matter of time before he takes it too far.
No, I think we're there. I can take the criticism.
Sorry. We are there.
Eventually, she contacted the police. He wrote, I was called by a policewoman and told I had to stop contacting this other woman. Just letting you guys know.
Yeah, so weird.
On Valentine's Day 2014, I sent this woman another card with an elaborate drawing of a wild scene. In it, she became the character Ella Tundra, and that is how The World Rose began.
Oh, boo.
Yeah.
Oh, he does think he's Shakespeare.
Oh, he really does.
But I bet he doesn't know any Shakespeare.
Yes. No, why would you?
No.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. It's just...
That's so scary.
He is scary, and he's like not... Like, he's one of many men that just cannot... I like that. They can't hear anything bad about themselves. Not bad. I mean, like, you know, constructive and stuff.
Right. Oh, and you know he's at, if he's in your world, you know he's asking you to judge his book.
Yeah. And one, look, whether it's a writer or a comic or a musician, that attitude is so everywhere. Like, dangerous. I know there's comics that you're like, you know, they've been doing it for 6 months and they're like hilarious. And I'm like, no. jokes about weed and your dick. Okay, good for you.
I guess you tell him the book's great. He reminds you he didn't email it to you yet.
I haven't had a chance to read it. Sorry, buddy.
Well, you tell such good stories in general. I just assumed.
No, is this the World Rose one? Yeah.
It was good.
Did you send me talking points? Maybe that's what I'm thinking, but it's so good. It's so good.
What did you like best about it, Keith?
You know, like how you have the characters, they're subtle. I enjoy subtle, but in the right place, you smash a bottle of wine over someone's head.
She's got her back turned. Right. You coward. Fucking coward.
I certainly wouldn't say that. That's Kelly.
Come find me, dickhead.
No, I found, give her an hour. I mean, not right now. No, I have read this book. It's outstanding.
You know what's scary about that is that how easily we can find out where people work, where they are, where they're going to be. Like someone posts, you know, like that fucking, is it Foursquare or whatever it is? It's like, all right, in 20 minutes. I'm like, that is so scary.
Right. Whenever I see the Foursquare things, like, hey, I'm at this bar.
No.
I'm like, am I invited? Do you know what I mean?
It's
like,
I guess you are.
I'm now the king of Bob's Billiards. Here right now. Am I supposed to go there?
Well,
right, it's supposed to be king. No. Do they know you're not really king?
No. You're supposed to, like, there's only certain followers that you can say that to. So you can just be on a list with, like, you know, you, your wife, and, like, a couple of your close friends.
I'm on a lot of lists.
And also, I know we're supposed to save you money.
I know where, save me money?
What? Yeah. Deals.
Yeah. So if you check in, you get, like, 25% off appetizers.
That's totally worth me knowing where you are all the time. Ugh. Definitely getting 20% off an appetizer.
Oh, I just couldn't think of anything worse, like that kind of stuff.
I do want to take it would be funny, like a Foursquare tour. And you just, all these people that pop up and tell me where they're at, I just visit them. I'm like, hey, here we are at the doctor's office. You're the king of the doctor. That's weird. You're the king and they make you wait in the lobby so long. King.
No, I don't have an appointment. I'm just here to chat. What's going on?
Probably not good if you're the king of the doctor's lobby.
I drink all the coffees. I'm the king.
Oh, God. That guy sounds like a piece of poo. Seriously.
Piece of poo.
Piece of poo. Like, you didn't like my book? Do you know how good I am? Jesus.
Sounds like he's a good lay.
Oh, I've been on dates with boys like that. Holy poo. Oh, awful.
You just tell them they're great, though, right?
I'm good. Whenever I go on dates, I have my exit strategy already worked out. It's an hour.
What's it look? Oh, it's an hour.
So basically I'm like, they're like, hey, you want to meet tomorrow night at 9 o'clock? I'm like, oh yeah, cool. I've got to do something at 10:30. So I have to leave at like 10. And then, and they're like, oh, okay, that's fine. And then we'll go. And then, when it gets to 10, all I need at that hour, I mean, I know within 5 minutes whether I'm going to, you know, but after that hour, I'm like, all right, well, so, you know, see you later. I haven't hurt their feelings.
Do you stay longer if you like them?
Yes, at like 10 to 10, I do the whole phone check. Oh, it got canceled. That's great. I'll stay. But I haven't hurt his feelings if I leave.
Well, what do you do for that whole hour while someone's being really obnoxious?
Oh, I've had that before. I was telling a friend of this story. I had a guy, because I have a huge issue with guys who lie about their height, because it happens.
What?
Because I'm telling you, if you're shorter than me, it's okay. But if you have started off lying to me about how tall you are and you're not that tall.
Can we get a mock date with Danny? Danny, can you come here and be a shithead?
By the way, I'm remembering when you were on my spinoff show, My Name is Keith.
Oh, yeah.
Does your exit strategy include when a guy just takes his dick out at a bar, you quickly suck it so nobody ends up embarrassed?
Oh,
is this part of your exit strategy?
Should I have been doing that every time they ripped it out? No wonder I'm single. Keith, why do you tell me this before?
But you have done that, right? A guy will take out his dick and you're like, I don't know what to do. I'll just suck it.
I've had guys take it out.
And
I've gone, what are you doing?
But you never just sucked a dick
like
that?
No!
All right, we have a clip to play at the end of the show.
Hang on a minute. I was pretty drunk when we did that. I'll play it. I'll hear it because I can't remember what I come
up. I think I'm sure I have when I was younger. I'm sure I have. I've either jerked you off or sucked you off and fucking got the fuck out of there. Why? Because, like I said earlier, we are trained to be nice. And this, you know, and they say, like, you know, just make a guy. I mean, down to like the way we laugh, the way we talk, the way we don't talk. It's, you know, you don't understand that you're training your girls not only to be polite in company, but polite with sex. And that's sometimes how we lose our virginities also. We're just like, oh, we're already here. I don't know what to say. It's like you're training women, you're training men to be predators. That's wrong to begin with. And you're training women to be so polite that, yes, I'm sure. I don't, you know, I like to forget those moments, but like, I know I did because it, in my head, I'm just like, it's this moment or the other moment. And I don't have the balls to stand up for myself in this scenario. I just don't.
Yeah. And you don't want to like,
and that's why I think older guys shouldn't go out with younger girls because it's the younger girl that will do that.
Yeah, like a friend of mine a male friend of mine, and she was telling me about it. And she said, yeah, he doesn't kiss with his mouth open, like he doesn't use tongue at all. And I was
so
like,
he's just mushing his face on yours?
Yeah. And I went, really? And she's like, yeah, he just wouldn't. And she's like, can you tell him? And I'm like, I can't. Tell him, like he's, I've known him for a long time and I would love to tell him, but how do I put that in conversation?
Here's how you do it. You send him a BuzzFeed video. Look at all these crazy weird kisses. Just like, I think you'd like this for no reason.
But maybe, what if he's like the guy who wrote the book where he's like, no, my kissing's fine. It's fine.
Then he should keep kissing people with that and then see how many people are talking about him.
I want to tell him. I feel so bad, but I'm like, no.
That's not for me to say.
It isn't for me to say.
I would say now when Keith and I first dated, I was like, is that how you always kiss? That was the first kiss.
Guess you know what though?
Guess how it worked out?
Yeah. What happened in the end?
I spent 5 long years.
Once upon a time.
Anyway, Danny's here. Oh, Danny.
Well, one second.
Oh, yeah. Play it. I want to hear what I said. Okay. I'm curious.
So this is the trailer to My Name is Keith, episode number 15. It's in your VIP package, of course, called The Knowledge.
And then we were like drinking and we were talking and then on the street we met out. Right. And he was like, come home with me, come home with me. I'm like, I'm not going to go home with you. Like, so drunk. His dick out. I'm like, that's fine.
What the fuck? How's everybody taking their dick out with
dude,
you?
Dude, it's a fucking jungle out there. It's a jungle. That's what they do. They take their dick out.
You're giving a sign. Do you look
what,
them
being
like,
sexy? Yeah, like, that's my sign.
Like, let's pretend. I know this is weird, but let's pretend. We just make that. Now, look at. Wow. Wow. No, that's a look you're giving.
Don't fucking do that. What are you doing? Don't.
Isn't that funny that you really think I would take out my dick? This is. What kind of guys are you
hanging
out with?
No, it's not even that. It's just the lifting up the t-shirt just scares the shit out of me.
Because this is what guys do to you.
No, but that's what men do. Men just take out their dicks really quickly. They send dick pics. They do all this sort of stuff.
There's they are blatant with pics, but I do find a difference between a pic and being in real life and going, well, we're making out. Here's the dick. Now, it's make nuts. A move like grab for the pussy, grab a tit, see where it goes. But these guys are just taking out dicks on dates. Women, I ask you, my audience! First time I ever yelled at the audience. No men just show their dicks at you! My name is Keith!
So I didn't say I sucked it or jerked it off.
You absolutely did. In this episode.
No.
1,000%. Am I right or wrong, Danny?
So should I go or is this about the time? You said on OK Cupid.
How tall are you though?
I'm 11 feet 11 inches. So
during this show, you say how you're at a bar.
Oh, yeah.
And a guy takes his dick out. You don't know what to do, so you just sock it.
Oh, man.
Is this true? Because if so,
I'm in.
I'm trying to think about this. God. I'm trying to think, like, the story. I can't think of that scenario now. When it happens.
It's best. Just leave it in your blank.
Do you need
memory.
Your memory jogged?
Yeah. Maybe that's what happened. I fucking put it away. I locked it up.
Take out your dick and act real embarrassed and see what happens.
Oops.
No, thanks.
So, you're a comedian? What's that like?
It's good. You know, I mean, but I don't want to talk about that. That's
Have you
work.
Seen Chelsea Handler?
Yeah.
Do you know her?
No, she's funny.
Do you know
I don't.
Tosh?
Yeah, I haven't really seen the show, but so what do you do? What's your job?
I write recaps of Tosh.0 for VAV Club.
Oh, that's awesome. Did you grow up in Manhattan or where'd you come from?
I grew up in Long Island
So that means that you love Billy Joel?
Who?
You don't know who Billy Joel is?
I don't.
Everyone from
person?
Long Island knows
is that
who
a
is.
Friend of yours? Or
how tall are you again?
11 foot 11 inches. Oh, here's my dick again if you need a reminding.
Look at the time. I need to go.
Oh, but I have money in my wallet, so maybe we can.
Well, then you can fix up these drinks, and I'll see you later.
Oh, I am. I'm not allowed to buy drinks anymore.
You've been on. Why have you been on the phone the whole time?
I'm on hold with the. I was overcharged by this 1-900 number I called last night, and I need to fix that up.
You know, have you walked away from a date earlier than the 10 o'clock mark?
Hey, I gotta go. It's 10 o'clock. I got a call from my. Okay.
I have.
Does that ever make you mad when the guy leaves within an hour?
Like, nah, they never do. They never do. They're hanging around because they want to, you know, they never know. Like, so many of them are just like, I want to get laid. They just want to get laid on the first date. So they just hang around because then you never know if I might be the one who's going to be like, yeah, I need it. Come on, come inside.
So
whatever.
What made you leave early?
I met up with a guy and, well, first of all, he turned up wearing a bomber jacket and it was dirty. Like it had like rips in it and stuff. And he just didn't put any thought into what he was wearing. And I'm not that superficial, honest to God. And then when we went to order, I ordered a glass of wine and he was like, so do you have, blah, blah, blah. And the guy goes, nah, we're just a wine bar. We don't have that intricate. And he's like, oh. This always happens to me.
Ew.
And then, you want to dry up a woman's hoo-ha, be rude to a waiter. Like, that's the biggest thing. And
especially
then,
when you're a server.
Yes. Like, just the way he was like, this always happens. And he was kind of like, so what do you have? And the guy's like, wine.
A wine bar.
The wine list was in front of him, but he kept on trying to order stuff that clearly wasn't on the menu that was on in front of him. And then we were talking and all I could smell was his halitosis, just really, really, really strong. And then, I was like, all right, got to go. Oh, I need more time to get there because of the trains. I left. And then I reckon about a month later, I was coming home from work and I had fallen asleep on the train. Yes. I know. I fell asleep and I woke up and he was on the train staring at me.
Ew.
Yeah, yeah. And I betcha. And I was mad that he saw me asleep in dirty work clothes, looking like a slob, because he would have been like, yeah, yeah, I'm the better one in this situation.
But he's just staring at you?
Yeah, well, because it didn't click to me, because I only met him for like 45 minutes. It didn't click to me who he was. And I went, oh, right. Oh, and then the other thing was when I said, so what do you do? He's like, I'm an artist. I'm like, oh, that's cool. Like, what's your art, you know? Mm-hmm. Because now when you hear people say artist, it doesn't actually mean a painter.
But, yeah, it means an alternative lifestyle.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I said, what is it? And he's like, it's really hard just to describe. I'm like, try me. And he.
But you're so stupid.
Oh, God, me and my dumb Australian brain. And he showed me pictures of what he does and I still can't even tell you what it was. It was like.
He was right.
He made like.
But one of them should know how to describe it.
But he made like menus with like puns on Lindsay Lohan's name. I believe that was one of the things he showed me.
Oh, he's
a
trust fund kid.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, total trust fund.
What if he was the guy that you sucked off in a bar and then he sees you on the subway later, passed out, and he's like, no class.
I can't remember giving anyone a blowjob in a bar. Did I say that I did that?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I got to go through the Rolodex of dick in my brain. I've been in a relationship for a while now, so I'm pretty.
Who's this soft. Dude?
This dude is he's Australian, mm-hmm. and he's a tradie, which is the kind of overall word for a guy that uses tools. So like electrician, plumber, you know, okay. Carpenter. You just call them tradies.
And you're down to earth like he is. You're a good old Sheila.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah, he's very Australian, like football, cricket. So he's a all-round handyman. And,
so he's not here? That's got to be rough.
He's not here. And
is he coming to visit?
No.
Are you guys exclusive while you're separated?
To each other, yes. While I'm here. No. While I'm here.
But to me, I mean.
I'm never going to be in alone in a bar with you, Keith.
I've said too much.
You're scaring me. We're one and two together. And then we've never agreed to, you know, fooling around with other people while I'm away. However, I told him that I refuse to ever do long distance. Which is exactly what I'm doing, which is just the worst thing in the world.
But you are doing it.
I am, and I shouldn't be.
But you're going back.
Yeah, but I'll be back here before I know it. You know, I'm going back for, you know.
So are you thinking of opening the relationship?
He's hearing this right now.
Probably. This is a conversation we've had.
So he has a chance to get some right now. Should he go for it?
He should go for it.
There you go.
Okay. Because I don't want to hold him back and I don't want him to resent me. And the thing is, he's such a sweet boy. He's a beautiful boy.
How would he know that he has permission to do that when you said you didn't talk about it?
Well, we have, we've talked about the fact that I hate long distance. And it's, you know, you so easily you disconnect from that person. Physically, you disconnect
from
them.
Did you say you could be with other people?
No.
Okay. Did he tell you you could be with other people?
No.
Is it somehow you think it's an understanding?
No, there's no understanding. But I want to tell him.
So you're getting ready for...
I'm getting ready for the fact that that's our next conversation. Because the last conversation we had was, this is not good. This is not helping us.
Have you had a chance to sleep with someone that you're attracted to and didn't?
No.
Okay. Because that's the problem is, of course, you've had a chance to sleep with someone, but...
Yeah, I've got numbers in my phone that it could get done. But... that I don't want to do that.
Is anyone tempting?
Yeah, I'm tempted all the time.
Yeah?
All the time. And it's not...
Why not go for it if you're giving him permission? You don't want to be the first?
Yeah.
This is the dumbest situation.
I know.
Just fucking tell him what you're telling me.
Yeah, I will. And then we will. We absolutely will.
Right. If you don't by Christmas, I'm calling him.
Yes. But the thing is, though, I don't want...
He is at a bar right now. May he take out his dick.
No.
It's interesting when it gets real. It all changes.
Oh, boy. I think it's... I don't want to... Because I don't want him to resent me and, you know...
But I don't want to do it to him. But he would resent me.
Yeah. Look, there would be no hate. I'm the bad one in this situation because I'm the one that's away. He hasn't disconnected from me. He's like... I think we can make it work. We can make this work. This is good. He doesn't seem fazed by it, but I completely am. All because I have been in a long distance relationship before and I saw how it just breaks you apart. You just, like physically, you see them again and you have to be intimate from nowhere because you haven't been intimate in so long. Like I don't feel the need to, and I don't want to, he is a really good guy. He's that guy. He's the first guy that I've had a long time where you go, I think...
He can fix my shelves.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, absolutely. And he has. Like, he'll come home and be like, hey, where are your keys? I'm going to put your tires are flat a bit. I'm going to go pump up your tires for you. Like, just manly stuff like that.
I bet he'll do it for no commitment and a dick sucking.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
I think you're the one putting the stipulations on whether he'll fix your shit or not.
He doesn't want to. Like, he's like, I can work through this. It's fine. And I'm like, I don't think we're going to survive this. So, I mean, I don't want
to... I'm just messing with you.
I know. But it has been playing in my mind a lot because I don't want to...
Okay.
You know, because I don't want to ruin a really good thing just because I couldn't keep my legs together for, you know, 3 months.
Whatever. Yeah, she's come just totally messing with you. But it's very healthy. What do I know? I was talking to Paul Hooper the other day. Apparently you're not even supposed to think if you're in love after 4 months. So what the fuck do I know?
Why? What are you saying? What are you saying? Like, you know, because I want to, but I don't want to ruin it. But if I could, no consequence, just to get the itch out of my system, I would do it. Is that bad?
No,
I got to get the itch out, man. It's like, I can't think. I can't write. I can't do anything. I'm constantly thinking about sex.
Yeah. Have that conversation soon.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I jerk off every day.
Yeah, get that Rolodex ready.
Every day, man. Come on. Anyway, sorry, guys. I'm sorry.
they do too.
Here's my impression of Johnny Kangaroo.
Yeah.
Great point, mate. Mm-hmm. But I think it'll still work out. Okay, bye, click.
Okay, good. That's good. Good. Good.
Should he cheat on you? He sets it up so you find out somehow, and then you could blame everything on him.
Would
that be nice to do?
No, not at all. If that did happen, I would be like, I completely understand why you did that. I would completely understand why he did it, but I don't think we could get past it.
Because what? I think you that just said it's okay if he takes his, what?
Well, because I think that if we're with other people, why are we doing that when we could be with each other? Obviously, we're not that committed to each other, I think.
Yeah, so you're not okay with him being with other people?
Oh, boy.
That's a great question. I didn't look at it that way during this whole talk. But you guys really know how to break things down.
I'm okay with him being with someone else because I think that that is what, if he has to be with someone else,
no,
I think that's what
I'm... if he has to. What are you okay with?
All right.
Okay. That's, hey, ladies, why don't you ask yourself a question? Jesus.
I don't know. Is that, but I think that if he did fool around with someone else, wouldn't that mean that we're not supposed to be together?
I don't know. What does it mean to you?
I don't know.
All right. That's who has that answer. Only you.
I need to go do some yoga.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah. Figure it out.
Is this true in Australia when you get blowjobs, it's down and up, down and up?
It's the opposite. True? It's opposite.
Yeah, okay, that's what I thought. Kelly Festuca, you want to see her do stand-up. Obviously, she's hilarious. She's a mess, for God's sakes.
I'm a mess. I am. I'm a hot mess.
KellyFestuca.com, you can see what's doing. And the Twitter account is the same, at Kelly Festuca.
Boom.
She's the host of her podcast, Get Your Hand Off It.
Yeah.
And she has people on the show and they talk about life's adventures, right?
Yeah.
There you have it.
Yeah.
Very good.
Well, she knows the answer to this one, so she wants to reiterate.
I'm sure of this. Yeah. I have that show.
Yep. That's right. And I checked again. Yep.
Well, it's good to have you here in the States.
It's good to see you guys. You're like my favorite people.
Thank you. I'm glad you and all your pals are getting along again. This is nice.
You guys need to go to Australia, by the way.
I'd love it.
Dude, I'm telling you, I've had more people talk to me about Keith and the girl back there.
Oh, man.
Serious, people grab me after shows going, hey, John, Keith and the girl.
Fucking dude, fuck.
I they would love it. Yeah, they would love it. You get some good people in.
Fucking fuck.
Listen, Virgin are doing direct $1,300. That's all you need each.
Wait, round trip?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Well, shit, bitch.
You need to go. And go during comedy festival.
Here's the thing. If we go there, obviously it's like a long trip.
It's a month, yeah.
But just like it's a long trip for us. Like, what is it? How long on a plane?
A month.
Well, 5 hours. Well, I say a month because once you're that
far. Don't break it down. From here to here, 24 hours?
Yes. 21.
Okay.
Well, damn bastard.
The 24 hours, we're going to need to stay there for like a week or two.
Well, that's why I say it a month, because if you're going to make that trip, you stay there for a long period of time. I mean, it's going to take you. You lose 2 days on either end because of the travel.
Jesus fuck.
And then you've got jet lag for a while, so you need a good month to like really enjoy it.
Did I mention our Kickstarter?
Well, I've saved a lot of my daylight saving time. So these 2 days probably won't affect me too much.
You know, but you do lose some on the conversion because the dollar is different. But also your American dollar is very strong at the moment. So you're getting $1.30 out of every Australian dollar.
Oh, shit.
But you are paying $6 for a coffee. So man,
it gets confusing though. Time is only 60, not 100. You know what I mean? All right. So check Kelly out. And yes, do check out our Kickstarter, keithandthegirl.com/kick. And have a great weekend. What I'm saying is oral sex.
Oh, yeah. Let me think.
If you want to break it down, break it down.
Well, I was giving you the out. That's okay. Assume that every guy I fucked, I sucked his dick as well.
Well, of course.
Of course, right? Of course. So four dicks plus in my vagina.
Right.
And.
You want to break it down? How many of those didn't you suck? Those four?
Not all of them.
Okay, good girl. Yeah. Now.
I don't know. Blowjobs.
Everything.
Like, I mean, just what if it was just mouth to dick for like 5 seconds?
Yeah.
Are we talking full blowjob like rhythm?
Okay. Oh, God.
No, what are we talking about?
Okay. Let's see what we're talking about.
Because sometimes I'm like,
how do you have a dick in your mouth for 5 seconds?
Because it's fun.
Does he finish?
No. I'm talking like we're making out. We may be making out.
Where are you in this thing?
In the back room of a comedy club.
Okay, there's a guy in
making out, and his dick is out, and I've got my hand on it.
Why is his dick out?
Because he took it out.
Oh, is that the move?
No, it's not a move. It's stupid. He shouldn't have done it, but I was kind of drunk.
I'm an adult, so I know when you're an adult, if you kiss, you're going to fuck, right?
Mm.
So, but he just takes out his dick right there.
Mm.
That's balls, no pun.
It is balls.
Yep. And then you see it and you put it in your mouth for 5 seconds.
Well, I didn't mean to because we were just like.
Sometimes it's an accident.
Yeah, I just hasn't
happened
over
to me yet.
And, oh.
Right.
No. Like I had my hand on his dick and then I just quickly bent over for like 5 seconds and went glug, glug.
Right.
It came back up.
Okay.
Just to kind of like, as like a.
Just to give it like a little, thank you, a kiss. A little kiss, how you been doing?
Little kiss, you know, a little kiss.
Now he wants to fuck you more. What happens next?
He does.
Of course he does.
I'm like charm. Yeah, I'm like, of course he does. Fuck him. What? Great.
So
I think what happens next is I'm like, dude, we're in the back. This is stupid. Let's not. And then that was it. And then we spoke about it and we agreed. Do you think that was silly?
Now.
Do you count it? Do you, Keith, count that?
Yes.
As a blowjob?
I can't be clearer.